Okay, now I've got my colleague Debbie McMahon, who's over in Beaumont Hospital on the line. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Pat. How are you? Yeah, we're over in Beaumont Hospital here for Honour Your Heroes Day. And I'm joined by Jennifer Delahunty, who's going to tell us her story and how she got through the illness that she has come through since December. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Hello.
Jennifer, you said you were admitted here to Beaumont in December. Would you like to tell us your story?
I had my fourth baby on the 2nd of December, and 5 days later I had a brain hemorrhage. And 2 days after that I had another brain hemorrhage, so I was transferred from Lourdes and Drogheda down here to Beaumont, where they operated on me. They did a craniotomy, and they removed my skull and put my skull into my stomach because my brain had swollen. So to relieve the swelling, that's the operation that saved my life. And Dr. Donegh O'Brien was the surgeon who performed the operation. And my brain hemorrhages resulted in stroke. So therefore, when I came around out of the coma that I was in ICU, my left side was completely paralysed and I couldn't move. I couldn't use my arm, I couldn't use my legs, and I couldn't speak because I had a tracheotomy in. So it was, you know, pretty horrendous.
It sounds horrific, Jennifer. I mean, you had a baby, was your first baby?
No, that was my fourth baby. Eva was my fourth baby.
So you had your fourth baby, came home from hospital and just experienced a headache, was it?
Yeah, I just got a headache in the evening. I put it down to the fact that it was coming near Christmas. I had been busy. I just had a baby. I was doing night feeds. So I just put it down to that, but it wasn't the case. It was a brain hemorrhage I was having.
And only for Beaumont, you live in Drogheda.
I live in Drogheda, and I was coming down. The day after I had the first brain hemorrhage, I was coming down the next day to have a cervioangiogram in Beaumont. And on the way in the ambulance, I took a very bad turn and my vital signs dropped. So they rushed me straight up to theater then for the craniotomy surgery, the decompression surgery, and they saved my life.
And looking at you here today, December, all this happened. This is August now. You're walking, you're talking, and you're doing fine, you're doing well.
I'm back to being a mother, and that's why I'm here today, to honour Fiona, the physiotherapist, and the nurses and doctors who looked after me in ICU, because they've given my children back their mother. They've given me back a great standard of life. I mean, the prognosis wasn't very good at all. My family were told they didn't know what way I was going to come out, if I was going to come out of it at all. So, I mean, the fact that I'm able to go for walks with my children, I can lift my 9-month-old baby now, and who's starting to become active, and, you know, she's starting to talk, she's calling, to hear her call me ma'am, you know, and I didn't think I'd be able to do any of that originally. It was quite grim. But
I know, I'm just looking at you now, and you have your son sitting there beside you, lovely little boy. I know we hear horror stories of Beaumont, the waiting times, you know, people are on trolleys for hours on end. And, you know, then we hear your side of the story. We've heard loads of, I mean, our own families have been in Beaumont. It's when you get the treatment that you have received in here, and we've done this on your Heroes Day. I think this is our third year here doing this. And the stories we have heard have been horrific stories. People have come through really, really serious illness like yourself, and they're sitting here talking to us today, as you said, with your family and your children, and you're here.
My kids back their mother.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's irreplaceable. There's nothing you could, there's no words I can express that would tell them how grateful I am. And that goes from everyone from the care assistants all the way through, all the staff members of Beaumont. My children have their mothers back, and for that we'll all forever be grateful, always.
Thanks a million, Jennifer, for talking to us today here. And Pat, we'll be back on to you in a few minutes to talk to somebody else, okay?
Okay, that's great. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's my colleague Debbie McMahon, who's coming from Beaumont Hospital. She's at the Honour Your Heroes reception.